All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companion and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, I am continuing the classes of the month of Ramadan with the title The Train of Month of Ramadan from Headless to Sincerity. But today, inshallah, I will have the class with the title of My Personal Experience with Hurricane Ike. Because actually I am living in the city of Houston, and Hurricane Ike attacked Houston in the previous few days, and it is my duty as a Muslima to have this class regarding my personal experience with that hurricane, because actually there are many lessons which every one of us need to learn and to know about, so that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always save us from all kinds of trials. Actually, I have to start my class with one word: all praise to Allah. All praise to Allah. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be the feeling of every Muslim and Muslima living in the city of Houston. Actually, it is the duty of every one of us to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise to you, our Lord, as it is out of your mercy and grace that you saved our lives, you saved our kids, you saved our homes, and you saved the city of Houston, the place we live in and we worship you in, the place which has around 80 masjids and 400,000 Muslims. Actually, it was Hurricane Ike, Category 3 hurricane, a very severe and strong wind with a speed of around 120 miles per hour, which attacked us in an extreme tough way. Actually, it was announced 3 days before the hurricane that this hurricane is directed to Miami, Florida, or to Louisiana. And it was never expected that this hurricane will target the city of Houston. Subhanallah. Actually, most of the people of Houston were not giving a lot of attention to follow the pathway of that hurricane, because none was expecting that we will be the target of that hurricane. But it was on Thursday, the 11th of September 2008, that is to say the 11th of Ramadan 1429, when they started to announce in the televisions that Hurricane Ike is directed gradually to Galveston and to the city of Houston. Actually, at that time, my daughter was in the school, and I started to feel that there are some phone calls in my home regarding that there is a hurricane, and actually, it is better that I have to go to the school to pick up my daughter a little bit early, because maybe the traffic will be cloud, because the traffic will be very crowded, because some of the people decided to leave the city of Houston because they fear the hurricane. I called the school, and according to the school, actually that next day, Friday, there will be no school, and regarding Thursday, I can pick up my daughter at any time. And I went to the school, and I picked up my daughter a little bit early, but I noticed that all the gas stations are full of cars. So I started to feel that there is something going on, why the people are trying to fill their tanks with the gas. And while I was driving home, I noticed that there are many people in the supermarkets. So I started again, you know, to realize that there is something going on which I am not fully aware of. At home, I started to follow the news, and subhanallah, it started to become more clear gradually that the hurricane will attack the city of Houston by Saturday early in the morning, that is to say around 3 o'clock a.m. on Saturday. As a normal weak human being, I started to feel fear in my heart, so I checked with my husband whether it is better to leave Houston or to stay in Houston, and actually we agreed that it is that we will stay in Houston. And we remember the verse of the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in surah number 4, surah An-Nisa, verse number 78. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wheresoever you may be, this will overtake you, even if you are in the fortresses built up strong and high. This means that, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed death for us, we will be dead. Either we will stay, if we stay in Houston, or if we try to escape out of Houston. Accordingly, we decided that we will stay in Houston, and we decided to buy some water and some food, so that, you know, we will be ready, you know, for the hurricane. And this was on Thursday and Friday in the morning. Alhamdulillah, we were fasting, and by Friday afternoon it was started to be that, you know, the hurricane is very close, and the people are very panic inside in Houston. And also it was clear in the news that the Galveston city, which is on the border of the Mexican Gulf, that city of Galveston started to have very severe showers of rain and very severe wind, and this means that the hurricane will be very severe, and the speed of the wind will be very strong, and everything is giving, you know, the feeling and the impression that there is a very big torment very close to us. Subhanallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us. And actually it was around 7:30 p.m. around the time of the breaking of the fast, that everything suddenly became dark, as there was power outage for few minutes. During these few minutes, actually, we tried to eat iftar quickly, and again the light was there, but it was just for few minutes, and again we were again in complete darkness. From 8 p.m. we have this severe darkness, and we started gradually to feel that the wind is becoming more severe. We were from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. next day, we were having no electricity, total darkness, very hot weather, fear in the hearts that we may die at any moment. Actually, these were the most difficult hours I ever faced in my life, because of the extreme high blowing voice of the wind, which started to be around us from all directions. And actually, the rain started to be also very severe. And at that moment, I started to feel that these are the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rain and the very severe wind both of them are attacking the mankind. The sound of the wind was like the sound of the warning of the great disaster. Very, very, very severe wind blowing from all the direction, giving the impression that something bad will happen very soon. Be aware, be aware. Actually, it was in the middle of the darkness, the loneliness, the helplessness, and the sadness that my heart started to cry, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of this great disaster, because I started to feel that this hurricane is severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how it will finish and when it will finish. Also, I started to realize that this may be the last night for me on the earth, and that in reality I am about to be die very soon. Subhanallah, it was these difficult moments when my kids also start to cry. Every one of us was crying, subhanallah, because we started to feel that there is no escape. The winds are becoming stronger more and more. The voice, extremely high, extremely strong, is increasing gradually. We feel that the windows will blow out, and we feel that the death is there. The death is very close, and we are totally helpless. Subhanallah, I tried to calm down my family members, but in reality my heart was deeply crying from the depths of my heart, because actually I started to remember the reality of our worldly life. I started to remember لا إله إلا الله, there is no God by Allah. I started to feel that now, in reality, I face the power of La ilaha illallah. I face the power of there is no God but Allah. These are the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending to us to remind us that are the soldiers of the one and the only one whom we are supposed to only worship him, whom we are supposed to only have him as our Lord, whom we are supposed to follow only his commands, and to have his way as our way of life. And at that moment I start to ask myself, to question myself, in reality I am living La ilaha illallah in my daily life. In reality I am following La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah, in all my life. In reality, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the rules controlling my life. Where is the Quran rules in my life? Why I am not following the rules of the Quran? Why I am not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why I am not fulfilling my duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why I am maybe one of those people whom Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about them in Surah Al-Furqan. Surah number 25, verse 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and the messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, O my Lord, verily my people deserted this Quran, neither listened to it nor acted on its laws and teaching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning and teaching us in the Quran that on the day of judgment Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain from us, we Muslims, that we neither listen to the Quran nor act on its laws and teachings. Actually, I was remembering this verse and questioning myself, why we were not listening to the Quran, why we were not acting on its laws and teachings. Now this is very close. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind me that this verse was in the Quran. Why I didn't get its meaning or learn its meaning? Why I didn't live with the Quran? Why I didn't act on its laws and teachings? I was blaming myself for my relation with the Quran, and that it is actually not living in our daily life. Also, I was questioning myself about our manners, or my manner as a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran that every saying and every deed or action can be an act of worship if we have sincerity in doing that deed or this saying. I was questioning myself, why we were not sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, myself, why I didn't live my life in all its events as acts of worship, myself, what was my relation with my husband, myself, try to remember the rules of the Quran regarding all those people around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran how to live with our husbands, and to live with our parents, and to live with other Muslims. Regarding our husbands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ar-Rum, Surah number 30, verse number 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa min ayatihi an khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwajan litaskunu ilayha wa ja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahma, inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmin yatafakkarun. And among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, and he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. So according to the rule of the Quran, there was affection and mercy between me and my husband. I was questioning myself, did we keep this affection and mercy? Did we live this affection and mercy? Did we try to keep all the relation in the best shape between me and my husband as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did I live marriage as an act of worship as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did I try to forget and forgive and to help and to support for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Actually, I started to cry and cry at the time of the severe wind. I was looking to my husband and I was feeling that he is the most important person in my life. So why we have fights? Why we have different points of view? Why we spoil the best time of my life for very minor issues? Why we don't appreciate the good time of our life? Why we don't evaluate the blessings except when we are about to lose these blessings? I was so crying from the depths of my heart because of my not because of that. I was not following the rules of Allah regarding my husband and also regarding our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many surahs of the Quran regarding the best relation and the best treatment to the parents when they are old, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Isra. Surah number 17, verse number 23 and 24. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And youth has decreed that you worship none but him, and that you be dutiful to your parents. If one of them or both of them attain old age in your life, say not to them a word of disrespect, nor shout at them, but dress them in terms of honor, and lower into them the wing of submission and humility through mercy, and say, My Lord, bestow on them your mercy, as they did bring me up when I was young. This is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding our parents and how we have to treat them in the best way, even when they are very old and sometimes have a lot of demands. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran all the manners, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for us all the teachings which can make our life the best worthy life and make the paradise our destination. But unfortunately, we are always busy with our worldly life. We are always busy to have the best car and the best house and the best clothes and the best education. And this life, worldly life, is eternal. We are always over-occupied with this worldly life. But subhanallah, it always happens that it is within few hours and few minutes that we realize that everything will be lost and only our good deeds will be the most important for us. I was crying from the depths of my heart when I remembered the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to us, and that we never appreciate these blessings. And we are always concentrating on what we are missing and what we don't have, and we never appreciate all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was crying because I start to feel that this is very close to me. Oh Allah, I was crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I don't want to die now. Oh Allah, please, oh Allah, give us some more time on the earth so that we can improve our relation with you, so that we can do more good, so that we can follow your rules, so that we can live the righteous life which you commanded us to do, so that we can follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can live the Quran, so that we can be true Muslims, so that we can have the Muslim community, so that, oh Allah, we will practice there is no God but Allah. Actually, all of these ideas and all of these problems were inside myself while I was looking around me, observing that the winds are becoming more and more stronger, and the winds of the apartment are about to fall down, and I am hearing the sound of the trees and the sound of the wind and the sound of the torment very close to us. At that moment, I looked to my kids and I felt that, oh Allah, there may be no time to reach the 10 last 10 days of Ramadan. These days where Laylatul Qadr is one of these nights, the Laylatul Qadr, the best night, which is better than 1000 months, Laylatul Qadr, which every Muslim is looking for to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the sins in that night. I was crying because it looks that we will not be alive until Laylatul Qadr, and this is because we don't deserve the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our sins and because of our bad deeds. I was in the depths of the sadness when I heard the sounds of the wind stronger and stronger and stronger, and everything is about to finish very soon. And at that moment I remembered the verses of the Quran in Surah Al-Mu'mineen, Surah 23, verse from 99 until verse number 107. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون فإذا نفخ في الصور فلا أنساب بينهم يومئذ ولا يتساءلون فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم في جهنم خالدون تلفح وجوههم النار وهم فيها كالحون ألم تكن آياتي تتلى عليكم فكنتم بها تكذبون قالوا ربنا غلبت علينا شقوتنا وكنا قوما ضالين ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون قال اخسأوا فيه ولا تكلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in these verses, until when death comes to one of them, he says, my Lord, send me back so that I may do good in that which I have left behind. No, it is but a word that he speaks, and behind them is a barrier until the day when they will be resurrected. Then, when the trumpet is blown, there will be no kinship among them that day, nor will they ask of one another. Then, those whose scales of good deeds are heavy, they are the successful, and those whose scales of good deeds are light, they are those who lost their own selves in hell. Will they abide? The fire will burn their faces, and therein they will grin with displaced lips disfigured. Were not my verses, this Quran, recited to you, and then you used to deny them, they will say, our Lord, our misfortunate overcomes us, and we were an erring people. Our Lord, bring us out of this. If ever we return to evil, then indeed we shall be oppressors. He, Allah, will say, remain you in it with ignominy, and speak you not to me. In reality, I felt that I am that person that death is very close to, that death is coming to. And I felt that, oh Allah, now I realize that the punishment of the grave is too, so difficult, so bad, so intolerable. I started to realize that it is within few minutes that my life can be changed totally. Now I am I was a few days ago having a lot of hopes, a lot of plans. I was planning and planning for the vacation and for that car and for this house, and now within few days now I have to prepare myself for the trip of the grave and for the trip of the day of judgment. What a difficult reality we are always trying to forget. But it is the reality of this life, this which can come to any one of us at any moment. And in that night it was coming to me and to my family. And I started to reflect on these verses. I cried, O Allah, if I died, I will be questioned in the grave about who was my Lord, who is my Lord, who is my messenger, who is my book. And according to my answers, I may have a grave which is a part of the paradise, or my grave can be a part of hellfire. Oh Allah, I start to call on Allah. I can't tolerate this reality. This is too difficult for me. I cannot start the trip of the grave now. Oh Allah, I am not ready. Oh Allah, I don't have good deeds. Oh Allah, I have a lot of sins. Oh Allah, I am asking your forgiveness. Oh Allah, I am looking for your mercy to save me and to save my family and to save all the Muslims and to give us another chance, some more time, oh Allah. And I am promising from the depths of my heart, with all these difficult times, with all this helpless situation which we are all in, oh Allah, I am promising that I will be a totally different person, following your commands, living the life with the Quran, trying to have all your rules active in my life, having the best manners. But oh Allah, now I am in need of your mercy. I am in need of more time according to your decree. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, crying from the depths of the heart to the only one who plans, to the only one who has the power, to the only one who can save me and save my family and save all the Muslim, to the only one, our Lord, whom we are supposed to live with him, this feeling of obedience all the time of our life, whom we always forget when we are living in prosperity, whom he is always at the end of the list when everything is all right in our life. But at the time of adversity, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? I was questioning myself, why so long as you are living in the universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long myself, you are provided with the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as you believe that the sustainer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long you believe that the will is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh myself, why we are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh myself, why we are not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why we are not close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why we are not appreciating the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I was questioning myself, are you ready now for the grave? Are you ready now for either the hell or the paradise? Myself, let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Let us cry to Allah. Let us beg Allah. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy, because he is the most merciful and he is the only merciful. Actually, it was very, very, very difficult hours. And actually, I was in this deep sadness while I was looking around me, listening to the voice of the wind which is about to destroy our apartment, and listening to the crying of my kids, and listening to the voice of my heart. And I suddenly started to feel that it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshallah will save us. I started to feel the power of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside my heart. I started to feel that this is the time of the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the good deeds. So immediately I started to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all sincerity and with full trust in His power and in His mercy. I started to do the dua to the most merciful to save me and my family and all the Muslims, and to give us another chance so that we will prove to Him that, oh Allah, we learned from that great torment. Oh Allah, the lesson of the hurricane Ike taught us the most important lesson in our life, taught us that it is only You, the only power, the only will, the only existence in this life, the only savior, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have to live our life very close to Him, and we need to appreciate all His blessings, and we need to renew our faith with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the curse of shaitan, and I try to calm down and to earn my good deeds. And actually it was the time of the suhoor, so because of the severe darkness and the fear and the wind and the rain and the sadness, we just drink some water and we ate some food, and we prayed Fajr prayer, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer our supplication. And actually it is all with Allah's mercy that gradually the sound of the wind started to become weaker and weaker. Also the daylight started to appear and the rain started to stop gradually. All this happens around 6:30 a.m. and gradually we started to realize that we are saved and that the hurricane is about to end. Immediately I prayed 2 rak'ahs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thank Him for His mercy, and also to promise Him to keep these hours in mind all my life so that they will always be a reality in my life. So, and let me now remember this lesson again, and what I learned from that lesson. I learned again and again that all matters are up only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. We were living a very comfortable life with all the hope on Tuesday and Wednesday, and suddenly on Friday we were about to be dead, and we were about to be in the grave. This means that none has the knowledge except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none has the will except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the matters are up to only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one who knows the unseen and the only one who controls this life. Number 2, I learned that rain, flood and wind all are God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, soldiers which He sends them to people out of His wisdom and justice. I learned that death can come at any moment, so let me try always to be ready through doing good deeds all the time. All the time my goal in from this life is to do the good deeds so that I can be ready to die at any moment. I also learned that the dua supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the tool of the believer, which he can use it at the time of adversity, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save from the difficult times. I learned also that living close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of prosperity and at the time of adversity, because living close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best and is the biggest blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the source of the power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the controller of all the affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who saves us all the time. Actually, I remembered that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us from this wind, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed other nations through winds. And this means that it is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He saved us in Ramadan 1429, while He destroyed the people of Ad and also the people of the Thamud because of their bad deeds. I remembered Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, verse number 13-18, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us about the story of these two nations whom they were destroyed by the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us learn about them now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fussilat number 41, verse from 13-17, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَقُلْ أَنْذَرْتُكُمْ صَاعِقَةً مِثْلَ صَاعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودَ إِذْ جَاءَتْهُمُ الرُّسُلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهَ قَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّنَا لَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ ملائكة فإنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون فأما عاد فاستكبروا في الأرض بغير الحق وقالوا من أشد منا قوة أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلقهم هو أشد منهم قوة وكانوا بآياتنا يجحدون فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا في أيام نحسات لنذيقهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أخزى وهم لا ينصرون وأما ثمود فهديناهم فاستحبوا العمى على الهدى فأخذتهم صاعقة العذاب الهون بما كانوا يكسبون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله think, but if they turn away, then say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have warned you of a destructive, awful cry, torment, like the one which overtook Ad and Thamud people. When the messengers came to them from before them and behind them, saying, Worship none but Allah, they said, If our Lord had so willed, He would surely have sent down the angels. So indeed, we disbelieve in that with which you have been sent. As for Ad, they were arrogant in the land without right. And they said, Who is mightier than us in strength? See, they not that Allah, who created them, was stronger and having more strength than them, and they used to deny our proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, and revelations. So we sent upon them a furious wind in days of evil omen for them, that we might give them a taste of disgracing torment in this present worldly life, but surely the torment of the hereafter will be more disgracing, and they will never be helped. And as for the Samud, we showed and made clear to them the path of truth through our messengers, but they preferred blindness to guidance. So a destructive cry of disgracing torment seized them because of what they used to earn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us in these verses the destination of this two nations, Ad and Samud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with a lot of blessings, but in spite of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they denied the message of the messengers whom were sent to them, and they were arrogant, and they were under the impression that they are so strong and nothing can destroy them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on Ad the wind, which destroyed them completely, and sent on Samud the cry, which made them to disappear. This is the warning of the Quran. This is the warning which every Muslim has to remember when he or she reads and recites these verses of the Quran. Actually, every Muslim in Houston now can remember Ad and Samud, because we were about to have the same destination like them, but it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which saved us from that destination, which those people whom we have some characteristics which they had before. Some of them are arrogant. Some of us are arrogant. Some of us are not living the Quran in our daily life. Some are feeling that we are so strong and none can destroy us. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved to everyone on the earth that the power is only His power, and the will is only His will, and He can destroy the earth and all those whom they are living on the earth in one moment. Let us be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us appreciate the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He out of His mercy allowed us to live more time on the earth. So let us use every moment in our life to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we in reality learned from that lesson the reality of the deceiving enjoyment of this worldly life at the time of the hurricane in the middle of the, or in the depths of the darkness, and the feeling of sadness and helplessness. It was only the power of Allah and the mercy of Allah and the help of Allah and the will of Allah that saved us from that great torment. That is to say, saved us from death in Houston in Ramadan, 1429 September 2008. Let us be good Muslims, and let us prove that we have good qualities, and let us prove that we are true believers, and let us prove that we have sincerity, and let us prove that we deserve the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we deserve that gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to live and to be good and true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, one day after the hurricane, everyone started to look around and to go out to check about what happened in the city of Houston after the hurricane, and it was total destruction all around. Most of the trees are on the ground. Most of the houses are not in a good shape. Flood here and there. Traffic lights are thrown on the ground. And it looks like as it is a dead city which has no living people in it. Actually, there was no electricity for 3 days in most of the houses of Houston, and also there was no food all around, and there was no water in many places. And we were breaking our fast over the last 2 days just on some rice and any food which we have at home, because all what we kept in our refrigerator was destroyed when the electricity was off in Houston. And we learned the lesson that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not for granted. In a minute we lost the food and the electricity and the water, and we were about to lose our lives. So it is the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we have to be thankful for Him in every minute and in every second of our life. Let us all be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us all admit our mistakes and our sins, and let us all promise the most merciful that, O Allah, our Lord, we are so thankful. All praise to you and only to you, O Allah, and we promise you that inshallah we will be our true sincere believers. And let us make the dua now inshallah. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor and from a change in your protection and from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our parents, make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the Resurrection Day.